Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. It's a record no one wants to have. The San Francisco Chronicle reports this morning that California has reached a record number of new coronavirus cases for a single day, more than 4,200, with most of the cases coming from Los Angeles County. The number is the combined amount of new cases reported by county health departments across the state. Let's turn now to the aftermath of a crime. Victims of last year's shooting at a synagogue in the San Diego County community of Poway are now suing the alleged shooter and the gun manufacturer that made the semi-automatic weapon used in the attack. One person was killed in the assault that investigators say was motivated by anti-Semitism. KPBS reporter Matt Hoffman has more.
Victims of the Poway Synagogue attack, including Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein, who lost a finger in the shooting, are all plaintiffs in the suit. They're being represented by Brady, a group whose mission it is to end gun violence. The complaint filed in San Diego Superior Court names multiple defendants, including the alleged shooter John Ernest, his parents, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and the store where the firearm was purchased, San Diego Guns. Legal analyst Dan Eaton says they're also going after gunmaker Smith & Wesson.
The allegation is that they made it too attractive through their marketing for an impulsive, militaristic young man to want to get this and inflict the horrific damage that he did in our community.
Plaintiffs are asking for compensation and policy changes to ensure something like this doesn't happen again. We reached out to Smith & Wesson and San Diego Guns for comment on the story, but haven't heard back. Political Action Committee San Diego County Gun Owners calls the allegations frivolous, saying the local gun store followed state law and therefore bears no responsibility. For the California Report, I'm Matt Hoffman in San Diego.
Let's turn to immigration. A federal judge in San Francisco has ruled that the Trump administration can't withhold pandemic-related emergency grants from undocumented college students in California. KQED's immigration editor Taiki Hendricks reports.
Leaders of California's community colleges cheered yesterday after the judge ruled in favor of their roughly 4,000 undocumented students, including those with temporary protections under DACA. The community colleges sued this spring after the U.S. Department of Education said grants to help students during the coronavirus crisis could only go to those eligible for federal financial aid. The CARES Act, passed by Congress, includes $1.7 billion for higher education in California, and half of that money is intended for student needs. The community college chancellor called the ruling, quote, good news for all students who have been denied the assistance that Congress intended for them during this public health crisis. The federal government is expected to appeal. For the California Report, I'm Taiki Hendricks.
In response to the coronavirus pandemic, in this November election, every voter in the state will have the option of voting by mail. It's generally a pretty popular idea in blue state California, but some Republicans aren't happy with it at all. They argue voting by mail could create opportunities for election fraud. KQED politics editor Scott Schaefer spoke to election officials in California counties that Donald Trump won in 2016 to find out what they think.
Soon after Governor Gavin Newsom ordered that all registered voters in California be sent a mail-in ballot for the November election, President Trump was criticizing it.
They send out, like in California, millions and millions of ballots to anybody that's breathing.
Well, actually breathing and registered to vote. But the president's general point is that vote-by-mail ballots are easy to tamper with. Governor Newsom pushes back.
This is a health issue. I hope we can temper our comments on the other side, though I recognize we're in a political season.
Soon after Newsom issued his order, he was sued by the National and California Republican parties. Their attorney, Harmeet Dhillon, says they have nothing against voting by mail if it's done right.
The chaotic way in which the governor is proposing to run this election, which is not the way that they've been run in the past, the lack of preparation, which I've heard from county registrars of voters, and that's why I'm concerned. That's why I filed a lawsuit.
Shasta is one of the California counties that gave Trump a huge margin over Hillary Clinton 4 years ago. Elections Chief Kathy Darling Allen says most voters have been voting by mail for years, and the number of times she found someone illegally casting a ballot?
That happened one time.
Once, since 2004. Allen says it's hard to say why the president would question the process, given the results in her county.
In Shasta County, he got 62% of the vote in 2016, and many, many of those ballots were vote by mail.
In Tehama County, another Trump stronghold, Election Chief Jennifer Weiss says they put a lot of effort into making sure voters are who they say they are.
We all check the signature against those signatures on file. And if the signatures do not match, the voter is notified.
Weiss says while she's not concerned about fraud in November, she does worry about the coronavirus.
You know, and I'm not necessarily comfortable putting my poll workers in that position where their health and safety is at risk.
Another county where Trump did very well is Amador in the Sierra foothills, where Chief Deputy Registrar Mark Hammergren notes that each ballot has barcodes to carefully track each vote and prevent fraud.
There's so many checks and balances that goes into the process that I don't want to say impossible because anything's possible, but it's damn near impossible.
His message for people who hear news stories about voter fraud? Come on down.
You can watch us check in ballots, check signatures. You can watch us how we sort them, how we scan them.
Election officials dislike uncertainty, especially in a presidential election where the stakes are so high. Recorder Cammie Foote says it's hard to tell the Inyo County Board of Supervisors exactly how the November election will be carried out.
Because we have executive orders, we have legal challenges, we have legislation in different parts of the process, so I don't actually really know yet.
Kim Alexander, president of the California Voter Foundation, says there will always be some problems with elections, whether or not they're vote by mail.
Is it going to be perfect? No. But voters should be able to feel confident going into this election that if they follow the instructions and they get their ballots in on time, their ballots are going to be counted and their votes are going to count.
And that counting, with all those mail-in ballots, could take a very long time. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, June 18th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez in LA. Have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems. Earth Justice, a national nonprofit law organization fighting for the right to a healthy environment. Earth Justice, because the earth needs a good lawyer. And Paint Care, ideas for storing leftover paint to keep it fresh and tips for using it up can be found at paintcare.org.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.